This is the Totally Ice Hockey Show. Direct from the action in Finland, we're bringing you all the news, insights, reactions, insider tips, and much, much more from the IIHF World Championship. The best 30 minutes of your day start now.
Kazakhstan wins it 5-2. Kazakhstan will return to the top division of the World Championship next year, and Italy is relegated to Division 1A.
And Austria will stay in the main group, and Great Britain will be relegated.
What a day it was, and what a day it is going to be, guys. There's so much to talk about, so much going on. How are you?
We're good. we are better than Great Britain or Italy, that's for sure.
That is for sure.
That's not nice.
It's true, though.
They do have some good attitudes, though. I was talking to a few of the Great Britain guys, and they're like, we'll be back. I was like, okay, good. Good attitude.
But it was so heartbreaking listening to them talk after, just their voices, the looks on their faces. You know, Mike and I were just saying, it's these situations where you don't want anyone to get relegated because we like these smaller teams and the bottom teams so much that it didn't matter who would go home yesterday. Your heart just broke for them.
Yeah, I was really sad about it. And it was just such an odd game. Mike, it was the 2-goal lead times two again.
That's
what do you have to say about that?
Apparently, it's the worst lead in hockey. Yeah. Correct. Well done.
And yeah, they were up 2-0 going into the third period, and Austria got five goals in the third. And I'm like, what is going on? And so I was over with the Great Britain fans getting ready to film them. All of a sudden, they score one goal and they're down by one. And then they tie it up. And I'm like, oh my God, which fans do I go to? And then the captain scores within a few minutes remaining. And they just knew. Like, you could see it on Bounce. He was laying on the ice. He knew that it was over for them.
I just have this vision of you running back and forth between fan bases.
I was
like, where to go?
I was like, oh my God, why are they so far apart right now?
Fair weather celebrator, go with the leading dog. But I thought after Great Britain responded to Austria's first goal to make it back 3-1, you're like, okay. They settle it
They're
down.
Still in
They're
going
to be okay. It's going to be okay. And just to give up five in the third, it's heartbreaking because you would have thought after two periods, you'd be in great shape.
Yeah, and Jonathan Phillips talked about those feelings right after the game. And not only that, but also like the experience that this team has gained since coming to the VM and what or how hockey has changed in Great Britain. Listen to what he has to say.
Yeah, it's not the best. You know, we've been on the other end of this and we know how that feels. So, you know, to be two goals up twice, I think we're pretty gutted right now. The experience we've gained is absolutely huge, and I think that's why it's so disappointing when you kind of, you know, get relegated from this group. It's so hard to get into. You know, I'm kind of lost for words, to be honest. This is going to sting all summer.
Yeah, it won't go away, and not just all summer, but all next year when they got to go and try to qualify again and get promoted back up. He said it very well. I mean, it's exactly how you would expect to feel. And he's right, because they wanted to get promoted 3 years ago. They won in overtime and a great comeback to get promoted. So he has been on the other side, but it's amazing how the losses stay with you almost longer than the victories. And that's probably the reality for Great Britain right now.
And those are the things that, like, just stay with you and they propel you forward also. Those are those gut feelings that you always remember that make you want to come out better the next time, the next year.
You would hope so. We'll see, though.
Yeah.
It's just heartbreaking at the end of the day, but I could talk about that forever because I was in relegations too already. So I understand the feelings.
Yeah, it would be tough. I mean, you'd like to think it would motivate you, but it will take a while for it to go away before you kind of could turn that energy into something perhaps positive.
So let's talk about maybe something positive. And Reagan, your moment of the day?
Stark bomb coming through with two breakaway saves. I think that was one of the momentum changers for them. And that will also, they got a penalty in the third period. And then you know, Austria scored off of that. But Starkbaum had, I don't know how he just kept getting all these breakaways, but it was in the second period when they were changing. They had really bad line changes, and it just kind of broke down Great Britain a little bit.
Meanwhile, in another relegation game, Kazakhstan beating Italy. Mike, Kazakhstan was just the better team yesterday.
They were. We talked about that matchup leading in where Kazakhstan would probably be the better team, but Italy would have the better goalie. And would that balance each other out? How would that play out? But Kazakhstan were the better team. They created more, and it was their best players. All their top guys had really good games. It was Mihailis, their captain, Curtis Volk. It was Orejov, who was one of their three players of the tournament. They all stepped up and had really solid games, produced offensively, and were the difference makers that you thought they'd be. And in kind of a cruel twist of fate, Andreas Bernard, who was the guy all tournament long for Italy, obviously one of their top three players, like just carried them the whole time. He had a tough game. He got pulled. I mean, it was amazing. Like, he got named top three player on the team. He wasn't even on the bench anymore to get the award because he had been pulled, and he's now in the dressing room. He was so upset and frustrated. So, you know, their best player just wasn't able to get it done the last day. So Kazakhstan stays up. They were the better team. They did deserve to. Shutov, their goaltender, had a good game, was better than Bernard, but tough one for Italy. They battled. They kind of give it get close, but they were kind of overcome by the better team, won this one and stayed up.
And Daniel Frank from the Italian team spoke after the game, and he actually had very similar messages to the Brits. Here's what he said.
It's a tough feeling right now, obviously, but I think we had some few great games. We battled hard. We made some improvement, but today, Kazakhstan was the better team, and yeah, it's tough to talk right now. We actually did, to be honest, from last year, we did from the last 2 years, I've seen it grow a lot. We put along a lot of work in, a lot of dedication, a lot of guys, team away from the families, working hard. I see Italian hockey proved a lot. We could see it this year. Obviously, we didn't get shut down like, what, 10-0 to someone. We were, a couple games were close, but Still missing some pieces, but I think in the next years we're going to go back here and we'll stay here.
What's the biggest thing that teams that were relegated need to do in order to get back here, you know, aside from win next year in order to make it back? We hear both Italy and Great Britain talking about the improvements that they're seeing in the programs, the improvements they're seeing in hockey, but what do they have to do to get back and stay?
Reagan, I think it's often their depth. You know, like they have some good players, but the depth of their roster is not quite there. So they got to improve, which likely means introducing more young players with a little bit more talent where they're not trying to just survive games, but they can actually kind of control games and thrive in games. They don't need a whole bunch of things to go really well. They can just kind of play straight up and their players are going to be good enough. I think that's the next step. They have some players that can play like that, but Reagan, they don't quite have enough.
Yeah. And going off of that, it's going to build their confidence so much more if they have players that they can rely on, not only on the first line, but also down to the third line. And they need to find a way to win again. And so I think going down to the bottom, or not the bottom division, but the lower division, is going to help them build their confidence, learn how to score again, learn how to win games, and learn how to finish them.
All right. So from teams that were fighting to stay in the World Championship to teams fighting for their spots in the quarterfinals, because these standings in the top are... They're tight, and it's a race, and it's a race that's going to be determined today. And a big factor in that was Czechia's 1-0 win over the United States yesterday, Reagan.
I can't believe it was only 1-0. That's all I'm going to say. They've both been scoring goals, and I wouldn't say that the goaltending was phenomenal. It was pretty good, but I just don't think that they did what they needed to do to get inside. Like, you know, that little trapezoid in between the two dots, they weren't inside that whatsoever. And yeah, there wasn't a ton going on. There wasn't a ton of penalties. It started to get a little bit more chippy towards the middle of the game when obviously USA was getting frustrated. But other than that, like, there wasn't a lot. But maybe besides, let's see, in the second period, Peak from USA had an unreal save in net, even though he's a defenseman, but he was back in the crease.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how, with the bigger ice and all the talent, how there can be games where they're just so defensive and they pack down the front of the net, and Czechia defends really, really well. Vemelka is a strong goalie. They trust that they don't need much offense. And sometimes the games go that way. And I think as we go into next week, we'll probably see more lower scoring games than high, because that's kind of the way things trend in these international competitions. As the better teams play each other, the offense actually gets harder to come by because defense is kind of more dominant.
Meanwhile, over in Helsinki, Denmark's first win over Canada. Mike, what was going on in that game?
Well, Denmark played hard. I mean, they were good in this game, so give them credit. They played with a ton of passion. Right from the get-go, I was curious because they chose to play Sebastian, their goaltender, who has been their star. And I was thinking, I think I would have saved him for Slovakia today because that's the game they have to win. I'm like, don't waste him against Canada because, you know, if you're not going to win that game, you're going to tire him out. But what do I know? Heinz Ehlers clearly has a better feel than me.
Yeah.
So he was fantastic. But, you know, Denmark took advantage of Canada mistakes. And that's been Canada's problem the last two games. They make mistakes and they make big ones. Like, they don't just give, you know, a B-grade chance. They give up a breakaway. And they gave up a 2-on-0 shorthanded because Matt Barzal tried to stick handle out the back by himself, and he got stripped. It was in on a 2-on-0. There was a forward line that was beat up ice that was cleaned into a 3-on-2 that ended up basically a breakaway for Lorentzen. And when there have been breakdowns, the goaltending for Canada hasn't been great. So Denmark, Dom, fantastic. Opportunistic on their chances. And then in the third period, when they had the lead, Denmark played their tails off. Like, they battled so hard. You could see, you could feel the moment. And like, you could sense the bench rising to the occasion, recognizing with every minute that ticked off in the third period,
this is happening,
that they were close to history. That, like, this is legit happening. And they were every bit as good. Their goaltender was better, and they just did for their eyes. It was almost inspiring to watch. Like, just guys diving in front of pucks, and then they would limp off, and the guys on the bench would carry them on the bench, pat them, and the next guy would go out and do the same thing. It was inspiring to watch. Clearly, not only did they just want to win, we all want to win, but this was resonating deeper than that. And they played like,
and maybe this
awesome.
Is something that other teams at this tournament need to watch to get that inspiration. Like you're saying, this is an inspiring game, Reagan.
That made me want to cry, Mike. That's so cute. That's literally what sports are about. It's that camaraderie. It's that doing whatever it takes to win. And I like putting the body on the line, especially in hockey, is so important because, first of all, the puck moves fast and it hurts. But at the end of the day, whenever your adrenaline's pumping, you just want to win. And it gives me chills. I wish I could have been there to see it.
Well, Mike, the result of that was your moment of the day.
Yeah, and kind of along those lines, my moment of the day was when Denmark got to hear their anthem. There is something, right? You know, you've seen the American flag go up. I've played for Canada. There's something special, even if you're, you know, a team that wins all the time, to see your flag go up, to hear your anthem and your fans singing. And Denmark, who have never beaten Canada. In fact, the first game Denmark ever played against Canada, the score was 47-0 in 1930-something for Canada. They've never beaten Canada in regulation ever at the World Championships. And to see the camera pan down the guys as their anthem was playing, and they were singing loud and proud and off-key and loving it. And just to kind of like see the emotion, near tears, grins, their families. Like, it was just the culmination of a special night, all wrapped up in that pride. It was their moment of the tournament, I'm sure. Some of their moment of their hockey lives. It was certainly my moment of the day.
And let's listen to Nick Ehlers talking about it.
That was incredible. I mean, this is why I love playing for Denmark. This is why I always say yes when there's anything. That group is so special. We work hard. We play against the top teams, and we pretty much almost have a chance. We give ourselves a chance, and that's amazing.
This team made it to the Olympics for the first time this year. They beat Canada for the first time this year. They are getting things done on their end and for what they want to do.
They're getting better. They're getting better. And they don't even have, you know, they have Freddie Anderson in the NHL. They have Oliver Bjorkstrand, who's pretty solid in the NHL. They don't have all their top players, but they have a great system. They have a great goaltender. And I guess they have a belief in each other, and that can go a long way in playing. And they didn't, they battle. Like they physically, you can see the level of intensity to their battle, which is what you have to do, and their attention to detail. They don't beat themselves, which I think Team Canada could maybe take a playbook from and say, hey, maybe we should watch how that happens. And now they're in a great spot. They're not Group A, like Group B is so muddled, and I like trying to figure out the standings, but even I'm like, I don't know. I can't figure this out. There's too many possibilities, but they're in a great spot to make the quarters and advance into next week.
Well, six more games today to try to determine the standings for tomorrow. Finland is playing this evening, which could only mean one thing. Ranja Savolainen is joining us. Welcome.
It's game day.
It's game day, but are you nervous at all for this game day?
No, not at all. No? It's just one game. It's nothing else. You just need to be play your game. So it's not a pressure, even if it's a good game to get a good place in the stands, or you're going to be the first if the Finn wins, but don't put the focus on that.
Well, Ronnie Reagan, have either of you ever been in the situation where it comes down to the last game and you have to win in order to get the placement that you want in the standings?
Yes. This year when I almost got relegated? Yeah.
Oh. All right, tell us about it.
It was tough. We knew that we had to win the game, and we had to win it in regulation or in overtime, and we lost in regulation by one goal. It was literally 1-0. It was like the USA Czechia game yesterday. And
it was a mix between that and Great Britain Austria.
No, it was not a mix between Great Britain and Austria. No, it was only one goal.
I'm talking about the situation where you need to win and win in regulation.
Yeah. Well, so with the relegations in the SJHL, you actually play the teams in the bottom division, and then whoever wins best of three of those games, then they get to stay up. So that, yeah, we can talk more about that later, but it was tough.
Ranja, have you ever been in this type of situation?
Not the same with Reagan, but we had, I'm not sure if we had it like being the first. I think we had like making the record, like most points or something.
Yeah, she has a winning problem.
But I don't think we had any time that we're going to be the first. Like we had any, yeah.
So do you feel as if there is some sort of pressure on the Finnish team today going into this game against Czechia, a team that's just been consistently improving throughout the preliminaries?
Yeah, for sure. Some players can take some pressure, but I don't think so many are taking that. It's just one game. For sure, it's an important game for both. So it's going to be a good game, but I think the Finns are just going to... Yeah, well, they know they have a good place in the stands, and it's still like... all about winning. So the next game needs to win. You need to win this game. So I don't think they're like thinking about the stands for sure. It's you just always want to win. So I think they have that kind of mindset today.
Yeah, it's a do or die mindset from here on out.
Oh, yeah. That's the best games.
Yeah, they are. And it doesn't, even if they lose today, they still get to go onto the quarterfinals. So it's not the biggest pressure like it was yesterday for Great Britain and Austria going back and forth, but it's not a fun situation to be in, to know that if you lose, you drop a few rankings and you're playing now one of the better teams in the Group A division.
So Ranja, what do you think the team has to do? What's the most important thing that they have to do in order to beat this Czechia team?
Oh, well, they're really good. I just guess they need to pressure a lot, be closer than them, and don't give a little extra time or just space to them. They like to have space and time to do whatever they want to. So I think they just need to be close, pressure hard. Just play hard against them. I think they don't like that, or then they're going to just go to the same level, just hit a lot of hits and stuff like that. But I think they just need to be close to them all the time.
Do you think Team Finland has any weaknesses?
For sure. I don't think if they don't give a good start or like get a good start. So I think they're going to have hard times to come back to the game, even though if they're good always in the third period to come back to the game. But I think sometimes they have hard scoring goals too. Even if they have like superstars, they can score every time. But still, it's not that easy. It's a new team, and it's like a tournament. You have a lot of pressure on your back. Like, you need to score. That's your role model and stuff like that. So I think scoring goals can be sometimes hard for them, even against, like, not as good teams than Czech. So I don't know. I think scoring goals can be hard sometimes.
And Mike was saying earlier, I don't even know what game day this was, that Finland is used to playing these really, really tight games. Is that the same on the women's side?
Yeah, like maybe now in the future we'll be playing against US and Canada, a lot of games against them. So we kind of used to play hard games, and when it comes like, I don't know, I think it's stupid to say like bad games, but it's still good games. Every game is good, but like playing Switzerland, you need to like change your system, and it's not as fast, and you need to go, like it's not you who's, like when you play against US or Canada, they have the speed, you need to go to on their speed, but when you play against Switzerland, then it's up to you to make that speed up and not following the other team. So, but we used to play tough games, so I think it's the same with the men's team. Yeah.
And do you think that Finland needs to change anything about their game today?
Yeah, I think they had a bad way to get out of their own zone. They didn't get any passes on the blade and stuff like that. I think they had a hard time. They were just trying to do their thing by themselves, I think, players. They need to be as a team. Just play together and play for each other and for the fans, for sure. So it's one game before quarterfinals. They just need to make sure it's a good game and have a good feeling for the next games.
Well, the fans will definitely be out in full force. And Rania, we'll check in with you after this game because I'm curious to see your reaction afterwards. Obviously, we have no idea what's going to happen now that this Czechia team has gotten this boost. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
See you, Rania.
See you.
Mike, does Denmark have anything left in them to come out today against Slovakia and get a win?
That's going to be the challenge, isn't it? And I'm not even talking about physically, but emotionally, like, that's hard. Like, the euphoria to come down, to try to go to sleep, to put that aside and come back and play. Now, they're in a really good spot. Slovakia has to win in regulation, and they have to win by a certain number of goals to make it all count, depending on what else happens with Canada. But Denmark is a really good spot. Slovakia knows, though, like, they have to push early and often, try to be aggressive. But it's a great story for Denmark, but they have to finish it. Right? The story isn't good if you don't finish it well and follow up yesterday's performance with another good one today. I'm assuming they'll be ready. This team feels like a team that has risen to the occasion. When they needed to beat Norway in Oslo to make the Olympics, they found a way to get it done. I think they're going to have a good game against Slovakia today.
Reagan, Slovakia, though, coming in after 2 days of rest, can that give them the boost that they need while Denmark tries to get their feet back on the ground?
Yes and no. I always struggled after days off, especially the first day coming back. If you don't get on the ice before then, there's so much lactic acid and you have to know to take care of your body. I mean, I'm sure they know this at this point, but hydration and just being at this tournament, the energy's always been high. It's been hard for me to even sleep here. So I hope that they got their rest because they're going to need it for today.
All right. Germany, Switzerland, a big one coming over in Helsinki.
Yeah, battle for first, maybe. I mean, who would have thought that? Switzerland has been the class of the group. They've not dropped a point. They're the only team in the entire tournament that has not dropped a point. They also are coming off a nice emotional win, but they've had a break since Canada. They know that they control their own fate, and respectfully, Reagan, if they win, they get the States. That's the team you want out of the other three. Like, you don't want Finland, Sweden, and Czechia. If you could choose, no guarantees. If you could choose, so there's plenty of motivation for Switzerland to finish first, and Germany's. You know, they're going to make the quarterfinals, but there's a lot of things that can happen with them as well when it comes to goal differential. If Denmark wins and Canada wins, Germany could be fourth. Like, they could slide all the way to fourth depending on what happens. So should be a good game. But I do think Switzerland, with their – Switzerland just plays so fast that I think they're going to give Germany some trouble. Like, they've given everybody trouble with the depth of their speed. But it should be a fun game because both teams are going to be aggressive and not passive. But, I mean, why wouldn't I like what I've seen from Switzerland? And Nico Hischier, the captain, just a quiet, star, smart player like he is in the NHL, like he has been this tournament. Like, you might watch a game for Switzerland and think, yeah, I mean, I guess 13 was good. And you're like, oh, he had one goal, two assists. His team won again, and he's the captain and player of the game. Like, he just does so many little things well. I assume he will lead Switzerland today.
Canada, France. Mike, when we look at the standings and what Canada's been doing lately, is Canada dependent on itself to determine where they end up in the standings?
No, not really, because the Switzerland game will matter. But I mean, I think like it's they're like the flip side of last year. Last year they started terribly and finished strong. This year they started great and are finishing poorly. They got to right the ship. Now I know it's France, but I guess we should be careful just assuming that Canada will roll over them, because you know we would have thought Canada would maybe be able to handle Denmark quite handily. They did not. They should obviously be able to win. Goaltending, they got to get straightened out. They switched all their lines, D pairs yesterday. They're still trying to find the right balance in their lineup. So another chance to do that. And more than that, focusing on their own game and their own attention to detail and not have the mistakes that they've had in the last few games that have hurt them. So if they win and Switzerland wins, Canada could still finish second. And it's probably almost more likely than not if Denmark wins that they finish second. So there's something to figure out there. But it's an interesting game now, because Canada will be evaluating themselves much more closely about what they do and how they play, because it's the last 4 or 5 days have probably shaken that sense that we are, you know, a premium elite team in this tournament right now, because Canada hasn't played that way the last week.
Meanwhile, Reagan, you know, we're looking at these teams who are battling for their spots in the quarterfinals. And then you have France, Norway, Latvia, who are here to play spoilers to kind of mess with the standings on the other end.
They have been doing that a little bit. They've definitely been giving people a run for their money. But USA should be able to take this one. It should not be the toughest game, considering, I mean, Sweden came off of a 7-1 win against Norway. And I know that Norway's going to come fired up. They're going to come ready to play. They're going to jump on the ice, and hopefully they get the start that they want. But USA, just the depth that they have, the only issue that USA has had is the fact that they don't always play together. And once they let their emotions take over, the game can switch so fast. And we've seen that multiple times. Like, their emotions really come out to play, especially if it's not going their way.
No, both North American teams struggle with that, Reagan. You're correct. Like when they get frustrated, or when the referees or the fans start to whistle or whatever, or it's just not going their way, both kind of get away from their game plan and kind of lash out physically and maybe don't channel their energy in the best way. So can't do that anymore. You could do it maybe earlier. You can't do that anymore. And you also can't do that and just assume, well, it's Norway. Mm-hmm. It's Denmark. It's fine. We can kind of like get away from our game and still win. That's just not how it goes right now in this tournament. So important lesson for both teams. Canada,
they need some
US
mental performance training.
You got to sit them down, talk to them.
Sweden will be taking on Latvia today. They had a day off yesterday, which meant that, Reagan, you got a chance to catch up with Rasmus Asplund.
Yes, I did. It was fun. I liked it. He's really nice.
That's what you have to say about him.
He's really nice. I don't get that all the time. Come on. I've been trying to be friends with Team USA, and they don't even want to talk to me. So I'm here for Rasmus. And
meanwhile, Mike, have you heard that Reagan is a celebrity among some of the players around here in Tampere?
Have you heard that, Mike?
I have not heard that. I'm not surprised that Reagan has become a celebrity up there. I look forward to getting there in a few days. Well, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. I'll want to hang out with her all the whole time then.
All right. Well, before you come up here to hang out with her, let's listen to your interview.
All right, Rasmus, how are you doing today?
Very good, very good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Can't complain. Get to watch hockey and be here, so it's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
How does it feel to be here to represent your country?
It's awesome. You know, it's a huge thing here in Europe, and especially in Sweden. You know, it's basically the whole country watching every game, and, you know, it's just a huge honor to be representing Sweden here, so it's a lot of fun.
I love it. And you've been playing with Dahlin for quite a while. What's it like sharing this experience with him?
It's awesome. You know, we've been playing a few years now in Buffalo, and I know him a little bit before we came there, and just see how he's developed over the years here now, and how he's like getting in charge and becoming a leader here and in Buffalo. It's awesome to just see the steps he's taken and sharing this experience. It's obviously a big honor for both of us.
I love it. It's so much fun playing with your teammates. I've played with mine all over the world, so I understand. And so this one, I'm just going to preface this. We're going to get to know you a little bit better. So these are going to be some questions, a little bit about hockey and a little bit about your life. So what's your favorite hockey memory of all time?
My NHL debut has to be up there, you know, just be able to share that moment with my family. And, you know, it's been a long road getting there. And when you're finally stepping on the ice in the best league in the world, it's a special feeling. So I'm going to go with that.
I love it. That is a special moment. What goals have you set for yourself as a hockey player over the next few years?
You know, I signed a new 2-year deal here last summer, you know, and I think that's just a big opportunity for me to really get a, you know, permanent spot in the NHL. You know, that's a goal for next year too, and just show that I belong in that league. So that's going to be the goal for next season too, and just, you know, make a mark in the NHL and make people believe that I can play in the league for many years. So that's going to be a goal here.
Do you ever feel any pressure with those goals?
Yeah, 100%. But I think the most pressure coming from myself. You know, I have high expectations on myself. And, you know, every practice, every game, you know, just make sure that I do everything I can to be the best player I possibly can. So I think most of the pressure coming from myself, but it's a lot of pressure feeling that too.
And so hockey aside, what's one of your favorite childhood memories?
You know, just growing up in the community I grew up in, you know, I can't be thankful enough for the opportunity that Filipstad gave me. You know, I always had a key to the rink. I always was able to go and skate whenever I wanted to, and I have a great group of friends. You know, we just made a competition of everything. If we just had a ball or something, we just made it work, and we made it, you know, get it competitive. And, you know, I'm so thankful that I had that growing up. And I think that's a big part of me becoming the type of player I am and the type of guy I am too. So I'm really thankful for that.
Dang, you had a key to the locker, to the rink?
Yeah. My dad was like the, what do you call it, when he's the guy to come in there, open up every morning and shut it down in the night. So, you know, I just had a key to the rink and we could go there whenever we wanted to. And, you know, we just have had fun. So that's a good memory.
That's probably why you're so good now. Lucky you.
Yeah, hopefully that's a part of it, at least.
Yeah. Well, Rasmus, that's all I have for you today. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, guys. Well, there's a huge day ahead of us. Tons of hockey, tons of meaningful hockey for many of these teams. So we're going to let you guys get right to preparing because you have tons to do ahead of these games. Just a reminder for our listeners, we will not be here tomorrow. We are taking a break along with the teams. So wait for us. We'll be back on Thursday. Right, Mike and Reagan?
That's right.
Cannot wait. I got to tell you, Reagan, do you remember as a little kid in hockey tournaments, I used to love going to like the lobby of the rink and I would look at the board and all the standings. And I would figure out who had to beat who by how much and like for us to finish first. And I like doing that. I look at the innings for both Group A and Group B, and I can't figure it out. There are too many variables. So I will be happy as this day rolls along to kind of like, okay, so Switzerland won there and kind of sort out what needs to happen, because it's amazing. The possibilities are wild, top to bottom, depending on the results of these games. So lots for every team playing today to play for.
And I'm not telling you guys who I think will win because I was actually right yesterday.
I never got proof.
I didn't write it down.
I didn't get your newspaper photo.
I knew Czechia was going to win, and I had a really good feeling that Oshie was going to win as well. I'm just saying.
Until I have that proof, Reagan.
I did not think Denmark was going to win, Reagan. I'm going to call it, to be honest. I thought Canada would win.
All right, well, you'll send your predictions to me secretly. We'll keep them safe until Thursday morning, and we'll see if they came true.
Sounds good.
Have a great day, guys.
Guys, enjoy the day.
Bye.